June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's T Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's T Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-T or mensteclinic.com.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
All right, welcome back, G-Bag Nation. Coming up at 4:40, it's time for the Rangers Player Show. Luke Jackson's going to join us for fun. Jared Sandler joins us now. Segments brought to you by the Frankels. Life's unpredictable. If you or a loved one's injured in a car or truck wreck due to somebody's negligence, call the Frankels and get a free consultation. 214 or 817-333-3333. Go online, frankelfirm.com. It's also brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate today at carsforkids.org. And a good afternoon, Jared. How the heck are you?
Hey, what's up, fellas?
Man, just excited. You looking for five in a row here. Can you get us the preview brought to us by Blue Nail Roofing about what these Royals are bringing to the party?
Yeah. What's this music? What are we? This is kind of intense. I feel like I'm in like a weird bonus level of GoldenEye on N64 or something.
I love the reference.
Make the right play, Jared.
It could be.
Put numbers on the board, bro.
Yeah, light it up.
A little push of T right there, putting numbers on the board.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right, I like it. Yeah, so the Royals, they don't really score. They pitch well, but the Rangers thankfully – well, I shouldn't say thankfully. It's not a good thing. Cole Ragans is hurt, so the Rangers aren't going to have to deal with Cole Ragans this series, and hopefully for Cole it's nothing serious, although anytime you got a shoulder deal, that's no bueno. But, the Royals are – in some ways, they're, I guess, a disappointment. You know, they made the playoffs last year, and they were an exciting, fun team. But they really just – no one's kind of been what the hope was that they would be. That seems like word salad. But even, like, Bobby Witt's been really good, but he hasn't been Bobby Witt of last year. And Salvador Perez, same thing. And they just, as a team, we're so stuck in Rangers world, obviously, but – they were having similar conversations, over in Kansas City about, the Royals' inability to do this or do that offensively. So they pitch well. They have the fewest home runs in Major League Baseball. They only have, I think it's like 46 home runs in 72 games. So they don't really slug. But the Rangers are going to face three really good pitchers. Seth Lugo tonight's a veteran who throws like 17 different pitches. And then Chris Bubich is one of the kind of out of nowhere stories in baseball. He's got a sub-2 ERA after, I don't want to say being a failed first-round pick, but just taking a little bit longer to develop than maybe people would have expected coming out of Stanford. As a Division I big program college guy, he's pitched in the big league since 2020, but this year as a starter, last year he was a reliever. This year as a starter, he's been outstanding. So Rangers are going to have some good pitching ahead of them, but this is not a Royals team that's going to light up the scoreboard.
What do you make of this Rangers lineup tonight, man? Evan Carter leading off. You got no Jungle Cat. You got Osuna in the mix here. And the AL Player of the Week, Josh Smith, also off today. What's going on?
Yeah, so I think with Josh Young, we'll start with him. The Rangers, I think, just want to give him a little bit of a reset, much like, they did with Adolis, not to the same extent. Adolis, what was it, four straight starts he didn't start and then came in that fourth game. I think Josh Young's going to start tomorrow. With Josh Smith, I don't know if you guys noticed it on Sunday. You know, he was trying to beat out a grounder in the infield, and he sort of hit the bag at first and then just looked a little uncomfortable, and they're calling it a tight upper left hamstring. But, you know, the fact that he's not on the IL is, you know, hopefully a good thing. They don't expect him to go on the IL, although, you know, how he responds the next couple of days will be telling it. I'm not sure if he'll be in the lineup tomorrow with a lefty on the mound. It might be a natural way to just give him an extra day, but I think the real sign will be on whatever, the Thursday. You know, if he's in the lineup on Thursday, you know, then, hey, all good. If he's not, then, you know, there might be an IL stint coming.
Upper hamstring, that I feel like that's a butt cheek thing that they're just trying to.
Is that what that? Yeah. Why, yep. What's the difference between upper hamstring and like glute?
Glute. It's right. Mm. It's right underneath.
Push strain.
It's right underneath the glute.
The it's that hamstring. Area that the gals are wearing, exposing with their shorts these days.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
That's
got
the exact
it.
Intersection we're talking about, Chandler.
Cheek, that crease.
You know, just scientifically.
Yeah. No,
speaking,
for sure.
Of course. Now, how about this runners and scoring position situation here? Is this something that you look at and say, hey, we got to get this figured out? Or is that just, you know, you play enough games and you're going to start getting hits with guys on?
Yeah, I mean, that some people disagree with me. That's kind of my approach. I just think
if you're a
230 hitter, or sorry, if the team is like a 230 hitting team, that at the end of the day, they are more or less going to be that with runners in scoring position, with runners not in scoring position, this situation, that situation. Now, sample sizes are going to differ.
June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's T Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's T Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-T or mensteclinic.com.
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Or you know, numbers are going to differ until you get to like 10,000 plate appearances. You know, that's when I think it necessarily would be most likely to even out. I'm just throwing that number out randomly, but like an excessive number of plate appearances. But like, I just don't know. I do think that there are some guys who they get a little bigger with their swing in those spots because they see an opportunity, their eyes get big, and, you know, it's a detriment. I do think there are some guys who they play to the situation. They know, hey, runner at third, one out. This guy's been spiking his breaking ball. They don't want to risk a wild pitch. I'm going to eliminate that pitch, right? Or this, you know, based on the guy's repertoire and, you know, my strength of the situation, hey, you know, he's going to try pound me with sinkers or something to get the ball on the ground because they really need a double play. You know, I think there are guys that still play to situations and think through at bats in that way, but I think the majority of hitters go up there, and I don't want to say one approach no matter what, but I think largely pitching is so good, they're up there trying to do their thing, and I think unless it's like a game on the line situation, you don't see a major adjustment in approach. And so I think with that being the case, that's why I think it just kind of, I hate to say it, I kind of think it is what it is. And I think that you know, over time, you are going to be who you are no matter the situation in like a middle-of-the-game type of case. Again, we saw Jonah Heim in extra innings the other day really try and hit the ball to the right side to move a guy over, right? That is a game-on-the-line, very specific situation. I think more often than not, though, you see guys going up with their approach, and it's not really impacted by base runners. Whereas that used to not be the case, right? That in the 90s, early 2000s, I don't know when it stopped, but you used to really see guys kind of play to the situation. I don't think you see it as much anymore.
Jared, I was going to ask you that when you talked about Heim. I always feel like that expanding the strike zone is a bad thing. But is it, in this case with Jonah Heim, was that a good thing with him trying to do what he was trying to do?
Yeah, I guess it depends, right? So
It always feels like, oh, he's expanding the strike. Because we talk about Adolis. He's like, oh, he's always expanding the strike zone too much. You know, and Bruce Bochy doesn't want him swinging on 3-2 pitches as much, you know, as a team. Is that when it's a bad thing?
So I think there are a few thoughts here. Jonah Heim, specific to the other day, he was a switch hitter. So he was batting as a right-handed hitter with a lefty on the mound, Tyler Alexander. And there's a runner at second in extra innings, and he is trying to move that runner over. I mean, if he gets a hit, great. But, like, the worst outcome is for there to be one out and that runner still at second. And it was clear Jonah was trying to go the other way, which is a lot tougher these days than it used to be, because back in the day, 90s, 2000s, you didn't have guys throwing 97. You know, it's a lot easier said than done. But in that situation, I don't want him expanding his strike zone on the inside part of the plate, but maybe a little bit off the plate if it's easier for him to then go the other way with it. Sure, in that specific situation. But in general, you know, Michael Young said something to me probably about a decade ago that I haven't forgotten. And it was about hitting with two strikes. He's like, you know, because Michael is a really good two-strike hitter. And, you know, you're never in a great spot when you're down 0-2 or 1-2 or two strikes. But he said, hey, half the time people just psych themselves out. Like, at the end of the day, the pitcher still has to throw you a pitch in the strike zone. Like, this whole, like, expanding with two strikes thing, like, that doesn't need it. Just have the same zone. Now, you might get burned on a two-strike pitch that's not in the strike zone, that's called a strike, human element. But over time, more often than not, if you swing at strikes, you're going to be rewarded a lot more than if you don't. Now, again, specific situations, expanding might be okay. But at the end of the day, I don't know that, you know, I would really ever coach someone or encourage them to expand outside of the strike zone. I just think, you know, if it had to be one or the other, I'd rather you not be flexible with that and be stubborn about swinging at strikes.
Has there been any chatter about Andrew McCutchen and his comments about Major League Baseball using different balls, and maybe that's causing an issue when it comes to some of the offense?
Balls. All the time, yeah, all the time. It's been a conversation the last few years, it seems. You know, especially since it came to light that there were different baseballs used from one year to the next a few years ago. I think, unfortunately, because of that, it gets in guys' heads, so they know it's a possibility, but I think it's also reality, right? It's not like some made-up thing that they're using to justify, you know, why a ball's, you know, stopping at the warning track and not going to the first row. It's clear that that is in play, and I think it's in play here. So I don't know why. I don't know, you know, the rhyme or reason. It's silly. And, you know, other than Deflategate, like, in what other sport, and then that, like, weird period where NBA used, like, different balls, and then they bagged that early, like, one of the things I can't stand about baseball, or like I wish, we spend way too much time talking about the umpires. We spend way too much time talking about the equipment, right? It should be about the players and the athletes. Now, I know in all sports we talk about the officials, right? That's just the reality of it. So you're not going to get away from that. But, like, you know, I wish we didn't spend as much time talking about the equipment. And that's not you asking. You need to ask, right? That's, unfortunately, it's a part of the conversation. I don't understand why baseball can't just get this right. Like, it seems like such an easy thing. Why do we constantly have this conversation? It makes zero sense to me why the commissioner's office can't get better control over this.
We got Luke Jackson coming up here in a few minutes. How's he been lately?
Well, he pitched well the other day. That was, you know, just in general, everyone on Sunday or whatever day. That was Sunday, right?
Yeah. It was Sunday,
It got, like, gutsy performance with a short bullpen. I mean, you even had Patrick Corbin warming up. But Luke's an interesting guy. Spent a lot of his childhood in London. Very eclectic taste. Loves art. Loves soccer. Loves hockey. You're going to have a lot of fun with him. He's a fun guy. But, you know, he's been – I think, a really kind of good sport about being, you know, moved around in role. And, you know, I thought what he did yesterday coming in, or Sunday, and coming in and getting the job done was pretty important.
Hey, I don't think it's any mistake that you get in the TV booth, all of a sudden they get the sweep going, man. You crushed it.
Might
nice
need to
work.
Keep you in there, man.
Really nice work, Jared Sandler.
I appreciate it. Just as I have zero bearing on a jinx of any kind, I obviously, as you know, had zero bearing on the outcome of those games. So it was a lot of fun. It was great getting to work with Mikey. And other than the pickle juice stuff on Sunday, it was a pleasure. That's nasty. There's no reason why anyone needs to drink pickle juice.
Yeah, first time I've ever heard a TV play-by-play man gagging into the microphone in real time.
I turned away. I just didn't need to see it. I don't know what it is. I have a horrible aversion to pickles and pickle juice. And
even
I wish
kosher
it wasn't
ones?
The case. Yeah, it doesn't matter, you know, how they're cut, what the, yeah, kosher, unkosher. I don't know if that was a euphemism or not, Broadus, but I'll play along on both ends. I don't like pickles no matter how you slice it.
I love it, buddy.
What if you don't slice it?
Was just going to leave that one unspoken. But, yeah, yes.
Have a great night, dude. We'll catch up with you tomorrow.
All right, fellas. See ya.
Yeah, Luke Jackson, incredible Sunday. Picked up his ninth save of the season, part of a 2-1 Rangers victory. They swept the White Sox. We're coming back with Luke Jackson, the Rangers Player Show, next on The Fan.
June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's T Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's T Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-T or mensteclinic.com.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.